You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Not too far away from the start of the Big Bash beginning once more for the 2017-18 season. Attention turns down under for one of cricket's premier 2020 league format tournament. And ahead of the 2017-18 tournament, I'm joined by James Butler to spin through some of the outright betting ahead of this year's event. First and foremost, before we get stuck into the betting, James, is it a competition you have much of an affinity for?
In terms of its global presence, I think it is now up with the IPL. In terms of the kind of UK watching, it's a decent time of day as well, because the late night Australia, so the kind of breakfast time, morning time in the UK. So a chance for people to stick their bets on, sit back over a cup of coffee in the morning and watch a game of cricket. And some really big names taking part in it this year, some very good teams, and the crowd and the attendances going up year on year in Australia. And I actually think, because the Ashes is down under this year, and that's always kind of the premier international venue, I mean, there could be an argument that detracts from the Big Bash, but yeah. I actually think it's going to add to it, because I think in Australia people are just going to go cricket crazy. They'll soak up whatever cricket they can get their hands on. The Big Bash will be, if you can't get a Test match ticket, you'll go to the Big Bash. And I think it's going to be a really exciting event.
Let's spin through the betting then. Perth Scorchers, last year's winners, are currently 4-1. They've won the event three times before, James. Are they worthy favourites to regain their crown?
They're my pick, Sam, to be honest. I think Justin Langer's their coach. He's a very experienced coach. He's got the best out of that side year on year. Even when they haven't won it, they've been there or thereabouts. And they've got some serious talent. And they're kind of tried and trusted. They're not actually that changed coming into this season in the Big Bash. They've got the Marsh brothers. They've got Adam Voges is their captain. Ashton Agar, the spinner. Sam Whiteman's actually a Yorkshire-born Australian wicketkeeper who's tipped to actually go to full honours. So plenty of homegrown quality in that Perth Scorchers squad. They've signed David Willey, the English all-rounder. He's going to be their only overseas signing, because it pretty much speaks volumes to them. They're that confident with the team they've already got. They're not going to splash out on a load of overseas players. They're happy with the squad they have. So I really think that Perth Scorchers are the team to beat in this Big Bash. Whoever finishes above them is going to be probably taking a trophy away.
Okay, they're the 4-1 favourites. The Melbourne Renegades are next in the betting at 9-2, who didn't make the final stages in last year's edition of this one, James, finishing fifth in the league format. Have they strengthened up?
I wonder why they are second favourites, to be honest. They brought in Tim Luderman from the Adelaide Strikers. Kane Richardson's come in as a bowler. But they aren't a team that, I look at their roster and think, wow, they're going to really batter everybody. They've got Sunil Narine, the West Indian spinner, in their side. Dwayne Braver, again, another accomplished T20 player, but probably not somebody that you pick in your top 10 in World T20. So for me, the Melbourne Renegades are there quite nice for us backers, because they soak up one of the favourites prices, and means that there's some value further down. Because I really don't think that the Melbourne Renegades are going to be there or thereabouts come the end of this campaign. They're a team to swerve for me.
Okay, want to pass on at a shorter price than the Melbourne Renegades at 9-2. It's also 9-2 about Sydney Sixers. Now, they have a much more obvious profile going back to last season, and they were runners-up in the competition, James.
Yeah, and they're a very good side. They've won this Big Bash in the past. One of the things that the Sydney Sixers have is that they do have a number of players that play for them who are going to be on international duty.
Right.
Obviously, it's a big international winter for the Australians, as it is for England. Mitchell Stark is a Sydney Sixer. Peter Neville, the wicketkeeper batsman, is a Sydney Sixer. You've got Nathan Lyon, the spinner, who will probably miss the first part of the Big Bash. Then he doesn't play ODIs. So there's a number of their players who will be on Australian duty rather than playing for the Big Bash. Having said that, they play international cricket every single winter, and as you say, they had success last year. So they do have a number of players in that side who are decent hitters. Moses Henriquez is their captain. He's a player I really like. He features in a lot of T20 competitions around the world. Jordan Silk's an up-and-coming player. So there's a lot of players in that side who are there or thereabouts. They've got a few places in their roster still to fill. So the Sydney Sixers, I think, will make the last four. The top four out of the league qualify for the semi-finals and the playoffs, etc. I think they'll make the last four, but I don't think they're going to win the competition.
Okay, then we come on to the middle rung of the betting, if you like, and we start with Melbourne Stars, who are 5-1, who made the latter stages of the tournament last year, but only really by the skin of their teeth. James, do you have them as a mid-table side again?
They're a team. I'm trying to think of an analogy in football, but they're a team packed full of stars who never quite amalgamate into a winning squad. They're a team, again, that I would probably swerve in this, and that they take quite a lot of the value. They've got the likes of Kevin Peterson's one of their overseas players. Now, KP's getting on a bit. He doesn't play much cricket anymore. Mm. He was going to play in the South African League, and that's got cancelled. So he's going to go 4 or 5 months between holding a bat and anger and going out there. So although on his Instagram every single day he's kind of showing his fitness workouts, he hasn't played cricket, so he's not cricket fit in terms of this competition. And that's going to be a big problem for the Melbourne Stars, I think, coming into this one. They're a team I think will win a lot of matches, but they're a team that are going to lose probably to in games that you don't expect. I think as we go through the competition on individual games, you might find the Melbourne Stars beating the Perth Scorchers one day and then coming up against the Sydney Thunder the next day and losing. And they're a team for me who we'll see how they get on. I think rather than actually back them now, I'll see how they go. If they settle down and start playing consistently, then they are certainly a big threat in this competition. But on the basis of what they've done before, they ain't.
OK. It's 11-2 about the Brisbane Heat, who were second in the league standings last year, didn't make through to the final. They were knocked out of the semi-final stage. Interesting to see that they're such a big price given where they finished in the league standings last year. Is there a reason for that? Has the personnel changed significantly?
Not particularly. They've lost Samuel Badri, the West Indian spinner, but that's something they can get over. They haven't really recruited anybody too much yet. They brought in Shadab Khan, the Pakistani, but that's not an earth-shattering signing in particular. He's a consistent player. But I think with Brisbane Heat, their season hinges on their opening partnership. They've got Brennan McCullum, the Kiwi, who's getting on a little bit less consistent, but when he's good, he's glorious. And he's going to open the batting with Chris Lynn, who's the Australian, who's kind of matured as a player quite late on in life. And he is destructive, really is. When he gets going, he can be fantastic. And we saw in last Big Bash, first few games, he was the top scorer. He was hitting centuries. He then injured his shoulder. That's affected him ever since. Now, if he's fit and he's back fully firing, McCullum and Lynn, if they're in form, they will get the Brisbane Heat off to stonking starts in every game, potentially. If they're not, they're a team I would swerve. So it's very much on the fitness of Chris Lynn and on the early form of Brendan McCullum. If those two are firing, Brisbane Heat have a real threat in this competition. But for now, that's unproven, and I prefer to back things I know.
Yeah.
So the 11-2 is, again, one I'd swerve there, but certainly worth bearing in mind as that competition goes through.
OK, a lot could hinge on the opening partnership then at Brisbane Heat. Then we come to the three sides who occupied the bottom three spots in last year's competition. 7-1 about Adelaide Strikers, first of all. James, all three of these sides that we'll come to had a record of three wins and five defeats last season. We'll start with Adelaide Strikers, who were finished sixth last time out and are a slightly shorter price than the other two outsiders, if you like.
Adelaide Strikers are a team that a couple of years ago looked really good, topped the ladder, didn't win the final. Last year, I fancied them. And they fell apart. So I'm kind of a little bit nervous about backing them again. They've lost Ben Dunk, who was their leading scorer last year. He's gone elsewhere. Peter Siddle's come across from the Renegades into the Adelaide Strikers. Now, he's a tried and trusted bowler, so there's a bit of experience there in their attack. Colin Ingram, he's interesting. The South African has come in to replace Ben Dunk, basically. He's had a fantastic season for Glamorgan in England. And if he fires, he could be one of the stars of this competition. So the Adelaide Strikers certainly could do something in this tournament. They're not going to take either of my bets in this market, but they're certainly somebody to consider. If I was going to have three bets, I'm going to have a sensible bet, going to have a surprise bet maybe, a surprise package bet. If I had a third bet, it probably would be the Strikers, but I'm going to leave them for this.
OK. We then come to Hobart Hurricanes, who are 9-1. And spoiler alert, I think these might be your surprise package choice, James.
I like them. I really do. I think they could actually stand up and really have a part to play in this. They're a team that like Englishmen, so that's obviously in their favour to start with. But they're having Tom Curran, the young Surrey player, he's come in to sign for them. He'll play in the run-up to the ODIs. They had Stuart Broad last year. Now, there is a chance that Stuart Broad could play the Ashes tests, and if he's still feeling fit and funky, might replace Tom Curran in their lineup. So the Brits are going to go all the way through. They've already got Tymal Mills coming back for them as well. And if he's fit, he can bowl four overs at express pace and could really do some damage on the Australian surfaces. So the Hobart Hurricanes, for me, have a real part to play in this competition. They could be the surprise package. And the price on them is bonkers. They're led by George Bailey, who's the experienced former ODI captain. Plenty of quality all the way through. I like Tim Payne, their wicketkeeper batsman. He's a very good T20 player. So there's a lot of quality. Darcy Short is somebody that can open the innings and really get them off to a flyer and bowl some decent spin. So plenty of components there, plenty of boxes ticked. Ben McDermott, the son of the former Australian player Craig, scored a scintillating century last year. Now, if he's matured and is another year wiser, he could be a huge factor. So 9-1, the biggest price alongside the Sydney Thunder. They are serious value. They could really do the business for you. If you back the Hobart Hurricanes and they perform anything like I've just said, they're going to be there or thereabouts come the business end of the competition.
9-1 then for Hobart Hurricanes, who could just be a little bit overpriced. And in the interest of fairness, we better mention the Sydney Thunder, the only side of the eight that we haven't touched on. At bottom of the table last year, one of the joint outsiders this year round. Is it going to be an uphill struggle for Sydney?
Yes. Yeah, I think it is. They're not a team that would take my money for sure. They do have a few decent players. They're a team that struggled for this ban of Andre Russell, the West Indian that missed three doping tests and has been banned for a year. Now, he is one of my favourite players in world cricket, and world cricket's missed him for a season. Sydney Thunder would be very, very good with him. I think it's going to be fairly ordinary without him. Their biggest signing so far is Mitchell McLenaghan, the New Zealand bowler. Now, he's a good bowler, but he's not a pedigree, you know, showpiece signing. So that speaks volumes for me. I think their ambition is probably not in this competition. They may come back. They've got a few injuries in there as well. Not going to take my money, Sam. I think, yeah, just to go through those sides again, the sensible bet has to be Perth Scorchers. They're tried and trusted. 4-1 at this time is a decent price. They're going to go a lot shorter if they win their first couple of games. They have got experience. They've got balance. They're led by somebody in Justin Langer, who is one of the best coaches in the world on the domestic stage. Perth Scorchers at 4-1 are a great price at the moment. And for me, as we've just said a few moments ago, 9-1 on the Hobart Hurricanes is a ludicrous price. That is tremendous value on a team who I think we'll get to the last four, and with the quality they've got, if they get to the last four, they'll have confidence and they can go all the way. 9-1, snap William Hill's hands off.
Thank you very much. Illuminating stuff as always, James, and you can check out all the cricket betting ahead of the Big Bash 2017-18 on the William Hill website.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.